Tell them Godblood.
Really cool gents, baby.
Blood cleats.
Not the cleat.
The cleat. You dug deep cleats. For that one.
Not
the cleat, huh?
Dug deep in your bag for that one.
Oh, man.
I only heard Jamaicans say cleat.
Cleats.
I'm impressed.
Nah, man, I'm trying, man. You know, I got to oblige sometime, right? Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Really Cool Gents Podcast. My name is Marvel Bishop, your host. As always, I'm here with some distinguished individuals. Dramatics here, Trey's here, Jordan's here, Big
Step Up.
Oh, actually, I'm very sorry. Wait, hold the fuck up. My bad, Dramatic.
Yeah, big we got a new Big Step Up.
What I told Ricky earlier, ain't a dime in my pocket, so I don't give a shit.
Not yet. It's in transit.
Anybody who commented, shared, played, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Bro.
And I appreciate y'all for defending me in the comments,
bro,
too.
Bro, yeah, man.
I have coming for my dog, bro.
Bro, listen, man. I had my boys from Xbox, you know, the Negro Avengers coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Is that their name for real?
No, I made it up.
Because that would have been awesome.
Toxic.
Thank you, Negro Avengers.
Negro, calling that shit Negro Avengers is wild. Jaden's here. Ricky, what's up, Ricky?
Yo, what's good?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing phenomenal, man. It's a great day.
I am prepared for you to have a mic. Now, before God was talking to me, Jasmine's here, and Ricky number two is here. Appreciate you for coming through. Gents and lady, how's everybody feeling from a scale of 1 to 10? You cannot use 7.
Oh,
and I don't give a fuck. This is the 5th time me doing this. I'm going to do this every single time to promote mental health. So if you know those guys don't like it, and if you don't like it, you can get the fuck out. All right, go ahead.
How about you go first this time?
Switch it up. Yo, man, 155, right? Man, got you feeling good, huh?
It's actually 156.
158, actually. 158.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, 158.
Golly.
Right now. Duh, honestly, it should be 160. So we were talking about, honestly, not the last reel, but the reel before that. That shit fucking blew the fuck up. Guys, go check out the Really Cool Gents Instagram. Honestly, I am a 8.
Awesome.
Good eight. I'm an 8. I was a 6 about a few hours ago, but now I'm an 8.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm about a 9.
9?
Yeah, man. It's a good week.
Okay.
I say about 8.5.
Eight and a half?
Ooh. When I eat later, it'll be a 10.
Be a 10.
Ooh.
Nice. Is there such a thing as 10?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can feel a 10.
You can feel 10? You can feel perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. That's big step up. 8? All right. No doubt. Jaden, you see how he just like he felt his pockets, right? So you know, like, you know, I had to make sure I can tell, I can say which one I can say. You see, Jordan ain't slick, though. Jordan ain't slick. Jaden, 8.5. Cool.
Me, I would definitely say a 9.5 today, man.
Okay,
yeah, it was good.
What's
up
with your 0.5s, dog?
Well, I will say because when I got to where we had recognition at work today,
okay.
Within my store, and 2 awards that I got, one of them was customer support.
Nice.
Thank you, hey, appreciate it.
Tell
we
them,
can tell our clients to fill out these surveys, but I never tell them. So they just randomly do it, and of course, the store manager, she gets them. And
dope.
I had 18 for the month of July.
Good.
So it actually worked out really well. And I got another award for Energizer Award, the one that's always trying to be positive and make the day better than what it is. So, and then they actually got me a coffee mug, and when you pour hot things inside of it, there's a battery on the side. So the battery is blank, it's black or whatever. And then when you pour the hot liquid inside, it turns green.
That's
so
dope.
It's okay. So it started off great, man.
I mean, do you ever get disgruntled guests or disgruntled clients?
Of course, man, but I handle them with ease, bro. Or I just match their energy, and it turns out great. And they always change. Oh, you want to get loud? I'm going to get loud as well. Mm-hmm. And they bring it right back down. Now we're cool.
Now you're cool. You know, nobody's $1,500 fucking red bottoms.
Yeah.
exactly. Jasmine.
Don't let this back.
9. Sounds good. Ricky number 2. 9.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
Everybody above 8. I love it.
Everybody's above 8.
I love
8.
It.
8 or above. That's what's up. All right. So, got a quick question. I was actually, where was I? I think I was at I was at Brickle yesterday, and I was coming out of Raw Juice, and I had a smoothie, you know what I'm saying, after, you know, killing a friggin', you know, a meeting, you know what I mean? Big bag, big G, you know, top G, you know what I'm saying? And I was walking, and as I was, like, walking, there's a couple, well, I don't know if it was, well, it was definitely a couple that was actually walking the other way, like, towards, like, me. And there was a man in the middle, and there was a lady on the inside, which is okay, that's great. All right, he's a real ass nigga, so that's good. But then also, there was another chick on his right, which is the outside. So, is that problematic?
For who?
That's the first question. Who is it bothering?
Would it bother me?
Why?
And you said she was walking on the street?
Yeah. Well, not walking on the street, but walking on the sidewalk, but closest to the street.
Closest to
the street. That irritates me.
But I would, okay, but here's the thing, though. The difference is that there were two women in this equation, not one. So the man was in the middle, and then closest to the street, there was one lady, and then in the inside of the sidewalk, it was another lady.
I mean, if he's with both of them, I mean, he might be.
Okay, but here's the thing. If he's with both of them, right, then he fucked up, but he's not, then he definitely fucked up still again.
I think he's good.
Where's he fucking up at?
Because he's letting the one on his right walk near to the street instead of having both of them on the inside.
Regardless if the woman is of significance or not.
Yeah.
Both of them should be on the inside. Or does that dynamic completely change when there's two women involved?
I mean, maybe there's like a ranking system going on.
The woman on the inside is not necessarily as meaningful as the one inside.
The one on the outside is still for the streets.
Literally.
Okay.
Tell them. Okay. Yo. Tell them God blocked. Maybe.
Jordan,
maybe.
Like, it's time for me to get the fuck out of here. Damn. Nigga, not even 10 minutes in. That nigga's wilding.
Maybe his subconscious, like, maybe the one on the inside is his girl, and he just didn't think, you know, to do that with the second girl. You know, just subconsciously.
Maybe he wants to hold on to both of them.
Or maybe just one of them.
But he's holding on to both now.
It's really common in Brickell, to be honest. I see it a lot.
Yeah.
I see it a lot.
Wait, like just like
the woman walking
on the inside?
On the outside
closer to the street?
Yeah, I see it a lot.
Okay. That's another conversation we can have.
It's like
I'm talking about two women with one man though.
Well, I know personally I would walk on the outside cuz you do it so much it's a second nature. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But maybe chivalry or gentlemanship is not
courtship.
Courtship is not second nature to him. Who knows?
Is courtship dead?
You know, I had this discussion the other day. It's dying. But it's holding on tight.
it's just like monogamy.
Yeah, it's well, I would say that because not to knock independent women, but some women won't allow you to be a gentleman. You know, they won't allow you to be chivalrous. And then, you know, if you don't want to be chivalrous, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just, see, I don't want to use the word I'm thinking about. Feminism. Oh, God, I did it. I'm sorry.
I did it.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, like, not all women, but some women won't allow you to be chivalrous because, you know, they see it as weakness, which is strange to me. They said they want this soft life, but I'm trying to give you this soft life.
Well, the soft life comes with consequences.
Feminists don't want the soft life.
They want what they think is the equal life.
They want the soft life, but at the same time, still keep their progressive values while still getting traditional men.
There you go. Well said.
Basically having their cake and eat it too. That's the main issue we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that women are progressing and all that shit. That's not the problem, but they are progressive, but then they want traditional men at the same time to be traditional. And that can be problematic.
Yeah.
Think so.
Because it's just off balance. Mm-hmm. So that ends up turning into toxic situations later on down the line.
Yeah, then, you know, they hit you with the why didn't you or why couldn't you? Like, I didn't think you liked that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm a woman.
So it's funny. I actually had a situation where I was going to Komodo. I think it was like a Friday night or something, like 9:30. And as I was going up the stairs, there were two Asian ladies that was actually going down the stairs. Not like down the stairs, not Sorry.
Continue your story.
Sorry. Anyway, continue your story, sir. That was very poignant. So the lady, the Asian lady on the left was holding the Asian lady on the right, right? Holding her downstairs. Now, I'm looking at this, like, literally happening in fucking in 4K. Like, this woman on the right side of my right side was about to bust her shit wide the fuck open, and not in a good way. And she's about to fucking fall on the stairs and everything else, too. And then I saw it, and then I caught her. And as soon as I caught her, the lady... Huh?
That's how you caught her?
Don't do that. But no, don't do that. Let me at least finish the fucking story first, nigga.
It seemed like an important detail, but I'm listening.
Yeah, like this. Like here. Like that. You know, the elbow came right here. You know what I'm saying? Right? Anything else, fucker? Do you need anything else? Anyway, so like I caught her right here, right? And then basically she just, you know, like that.
No. You are not helping your case,
I'm
bro.
I'm sorry.
You are not helping your case. Like
what sound
Why
did she make?
Why am I still doing this?
What sound did
not
she make?
Not doing that again.
It's no, I didn't hear it.
Put the paper towel down.
So she basically, you know, fell, but she fell on my arm. And then as I was helping her downstairs, her friend was like, "Thank you, but you didn't have to touch her."
Wow.
Thank you, but you didn't have to touch her.
Well,
wow.
I guess I didn't.
You should have threw out the door after that.
You should have dropped that then.
I should? What?
Should have just dropped her right in that moment.
Were you still holding her when her friend said that? Or did you release her to her friend?
So it was, no, like all jokes aside. Caught her, pretty much got her down the stairs, and then I released her, and then she said that. Then she was like, "Thank you, Bean. Had to touch her."
What did you say?
I couldn't say anything. That was a time to just fucking keep on going.
I just wanted to be right? confused.
That was like, a trick question. Yeah, good job.
What? Keep walking.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd have been like, I disagree, and then just walked off.
No, he wearing the shirt at the time.
Yo, that's funny.
No, but you're going to, once again, another favorite word of this podcast is outliers. You're going to run into those. And, you know, you can't make a sweeping generalization because
no,
of that
not
one
at all.
Woman. But damn, like, no, why that's would you say
no,
that?
That's,
you know what I think happened? I think you outfriended her. So she's out there with her bestie, and she's supposed to be the one catching her, but you was there before she was.
Now
she's trying to make up for it.
I outfriended her from the get-go when she got fucking drunk and not being able to uphold her friend.
Oh, so they were both drunk?
Yeah, they definitely were.
Oh, okay.
When the drunk lead the drunk.
Yeah. I had a similar situation. I was in New Orleans, and their stairwell is narrow. So me being a gentleman, I step to the side, put my back against the wall to let the two women pass by. I said, "Hello, how you doing?" Me not being attracted, but however, we in close proximity, so I'm going to speak to you. She ignores me. What happens to the motherfucker? She trips up the steps. Karma is
not
a bitch.
Down the steps. Not down the steps.
She tripped.
Up the steps.
I said, "Uh oh,"
up
and I kept steps. Moving about my business. Man. So
hey, that was petty, but I love it,
bro. Okay, so what's the fine line between like trying to like, I guess, be chivalrous and just being a polite human being? Because I think what's a polite human being is that, not necessarily trying to like holler at them.
Right.
Another situation is like when you are in, bro, one of my biggest fucking pet peeves. One of my biggest pet peeves is basically coming out of the elevator and then people not letting you in. Like literally like coming in as you're coming out.
Oh,
me
yeah,
and Miss
yeah,
D
yeah.
was freaking at the freaking elevator, like as we were about to come here. I think it was like 2 weeks ago, and that happened. I'm gonna fucking check this motherfucker.
Yeah, everyone's in a fucking rush. Like, relax.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, but the thing is, when I think it's common courtesy, honestly, maybe it's a Southern thing. I don't know. But like, as soon as you come in the elevator, right, and there's a bunch of people, what do? You say, "Hey, how you doing? Hope all is well." Da da da. But these day and age, it's like, you know, us as men, like we can't even do that because that's portrayed as us hitting on people or like hitting on women.
Well,
like the smallest things, honestly.
I think they want it to be that. Some of them do. They wish they were getting hit on.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice thing to add to your
yeah,
narrative.
Yeah.
Mm.
So where's the fine line though when it comes to us being like protected? Like, how do we react?
Well, I think you know the situation you told. Your reaction was a perfect reaction. Just keep it moving. I did I didn't come here to try to holler at y'all, whatever. I'm here being chivalrous. My chivalry is done and I'm out. Mm-hmm. And don't let it deter you from not being, sorry, don't let it deter you from being a good person because, you know, that one or two people, you know, reacted that way. Like, but always, maybe, that should always be the goal, to be a good human being.
But maybe he can hold back a little bit just because how the culture is right now. And anything that you do can be taken out of context.
Absolutely, that's true, like, too.
Maybe we just stop exposing ourselves to that type of risk.
So when they come in the elevator, I'm just going to turn around in the corner and not say anything.
Kinda like, but that makes you, yeah, that makes you less of a good human being, though.
So but that's actually
make you a bad person.
It definitely does make you, well, not a bad person. It doesn't make you a good person. Does it make you a
makes you a neutral person? I don't owe you a conversation because you're in my vicinity. I'm not here to disarm you. I'm here
I got you. But you owe me a reaction.
Why? Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
I was the nigga who was here first.
Huh?
I was just the guy in the elevator. I was here first.
Nah, dog. I don't believe that. It, dog, what is so wrong with, like, dog, we have so much fucking, like, ego and shit, dog.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm on the elevator, somebody comes in, he's either nod or how's it going. How's it going is neutral. You can say that to a dog. How's it going?
So, look, the reason why I brought that up, and we're not going to be as all over the place as we were last week. Even now, it's actually very, very fun. So we have this person that was on, I'm not going to say the platform because this platform, I'm not doing that. Even though thank you for that platform. So this conversation pretty much happened, right? Guy says, and I believe it. Girl says, I'm sorry. Girl says, and I believe it. Then the guy says, you better. And then the girl says, how was your day? And then the guy says, I can't complain. Work was pretty stressful, though. Glad to be off. I'm going to shower, and I'll text you when I'm out. Honestly, Diamond, you seem like an amazing woman. By the way, he said women. That's number one. You're amazing women. Fucking degenerate. And I don't think we're compatible. You ate the whole damn salad, which isn't ladylike. Makes me feel like you're greedy for food, and I need a woman. And I need a woman who knows, twice, my nigga, double down, who knows when to stop eating. You know I meal prep and go to the gym daily. I just feel like you'd be overweight in the near future. I still want to hang out, but that bothered me. I almost exploded. I love your vibe and energy, though. You're perfect. It's just that one thing, plus it was our first date. You were supposed to have butterflies. And that and shit. You're supposed to have butterflies, yo, and shit. And how could you eat that much?
Yo, it got worse and worse.
Dog, it got worse. Oh my god, is that real?
Yeah, I mean, it's a text thread.
This guy's off the chain.
So my thing is that I personally think that even though like some of these women be wilding, we as men are becoming a little bit way too overreactionary. Is that a word? Right? Yeah, it is. Overreactionary to the climate of what's happening. Like, this nigga was bugging.
Yeah, no, big time.
Bugging.
Like, on one hand, it's great to express yourself and not hide anything so, you know, both of you can know where you stand in relationship or dating. But that was a bit much.
That's like when keeping it real goes wrong.
That was too much. And he did it through text.
Yeah, and you can't hear his tone or anything. Like, that's too much. Like, God, that's crazy. I feel sorry for y'all when y'all got to deal with niggas like that.
Yeah.
Help me. I mean, I'm
help me. Help me. Speaking of,
help
speaking of Kevin Hart, we're going to get to Kevin Hart in a little bit. You know, that's a good segue. It's a good, great segue. But,
I mean, if you run into somebody like that, I hope it's on the first date. Because I would hate to know that you're getting to know this person and then they got that secret Mr. Hyde inside of them.
Yeah, for real. He almost exploded.
But maybe the girl was...
he took it far.
But maybe the girl was eating too much.
It was a salad.
Okay, first of all.
It was a salad.
I was going to say that. It was a salad.
Put the camera on him.
It's a fucking salad.
Put the camera on him. Put the camera on him.
It was a salad. I can understand if she ate two steaks or some shit, but like, whoa. It was a salad. Honestly, no. Let me rephrase.
Do y'all get turned off, though, when like women eat too much?
No. What?
You better eat that meat.
Yo, Ricky, come on now. Second time I give you a fucking mic, you out here wilding. Yo, cut the mic off. I mean, yeah, I can cut them off. Yo, hey, you know what? All right, go ahead.
The only thing that could turn me off is if she's eating sloppily.
Sloppy.
Sloppy. That's the only thing. But I don't care. If you order a smorgasbord and you eat the whole fucking buffet, I don't care.
I think that's rather impressive.
Honestly. It's more impressive than... that's when you find out what that mouth can do.
I'm not going to lie. I think it would probably bother me if you're lazy. But if it's somebody who's like always in the gym, always on the go, just keeps on achieving and shit, and they just want to take a day off and do the most, that doesn't bother me.
So if you're being lazy on the one part that...
If you're a lazy person in general.
Okay. Yeah, and laziness has nothing to do with weight.
What about lazy people that bother you?
That shit is unattractive to me.
Why?
Well, in a relationship, I think it's selfish. Because just by simple virtue of the fact that your partner is connected to you, that person is being drained of their resources because you don't have the wherewithal to carry yourself. I think it's entitled. I think it's ill-equipped for survival in the next generation. It's just a major red flag. It's a major deficiency.
Do you think privilege is connected to laziness?
No.
Like, if you're pretty privileged.
I feel like it can be.
It can coincide with each other.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like the end all be all. Trade.
Or a wealthy ass motherfucker, a wealthy ass dude.
That's the first thing I thought when you said privilege. I think when it comes like when it comes to like wealthiness or whatever, or wealth, I feel like it would the lazy person would be the person that didn't earn that wealth, like a child
or a trust fund baby.
A trust fund baby. Or like you said, a partner, a bad partner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think just because if you're privileged you're lazy, but it can definitely be tied into it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if it's interconnected. That's what I'm saying. I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean, maybe to a certain extent, but I don't know if that's like a character critique because I feel like being hardworking or being lazy, like that's a spectrum. It's a scale. And just the laws of economics dictate that you're only going to put forth as much effort as is absolutely required because you want to save the rest of those resources for yourself. It's just survival. Mm-hmm. So if you are privileged, should you want to work as hard as everybody else or in the same way? Should you have the same expectations as everybody else? Is your laziness unreasonable?
I mean, what laziness isn't unreasonable?
It depends on how you define laziness.
Yeah. No, you go ahead. You cook and go ahead. No, Trey, go. Keep going.
No, I'm not cutting off. I'm just looking up.
Oh, you're not cutting off. All of a sudden, now you're not cutting this thing off. Okay.
I'm aware of my transgressions.
when I use it, for me, it's mainly. You have expectations, but you don't want to put the work in. Like, that's the sense of entitlement that I don't really jive with.
That was it.
That's
sorry. It was fucking.
It's half baked.
Liquor's cooking.
Oh, I'm still cooking. It'll come back.
Ooh.
But I don't really, like I said, I don't jive with that energy at all. I don't want that in my partner.
Not especially in a partner. Especially because this is not going to be a one sided relationship.
But what is
last?
Okay, so what is this threshold then? Like, okay, we don't
of laziness.
Well, we don't want a woman who's lazy. We want them to be ambitious, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then we don't want them to be too independent to the point where they don't need us. So what is the fine line?
I don't want my partner to need me.
Mm.
It's not attractive to me.
I think.
So Trey likes a happy medium.
Everything is about balance.
You know how you were talking about DNA in men?
Mm-hmm.
I think that how you were just talking about how like we want to provide this in our DNA, that's also coincides with our partner or our spouse or our wife needing us.
I don't connect those two at all.
How?
I mean, how do you make that leap? What do they
need? I think we talked about this honestly in the last season, I think. Like, I would want to feel needed.
Yeah, because like you said, it's in your DNA.
Yeah, I would want to feel needed for my wife.
Feeling needed doesn't mean you're actually needed, though. Because she could be trying to stroke your ego by asking you to change the light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's selfish on her part. Don't, you know, put up a facade or anything. Like, mm-hmm. be genuine.
Yeah, man, touch the fucking this shit clockwise, bitch. The fuck? I don't need to do it. Fucker.
Maybe she's not tall enough. Not everyone's 6'11".
I'm joking. That's very true. Sorry about that. Okay, cool. I was just sum myself up. Okay, so you were saying, this is actually very interesting. You were saying that feeling needed and being needed are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Now,
I think it's as important as the other. Like, it's not.
What difference does it make if you always feel it? The experience is the same.
Uh-huh.
You're still just as satisfied. And she's still just as independent.
Fuck this nigga.
Even though she's keeping it on the low.
Wow, did he?
Again.
You got that again.
Two weeks in a motherfucking row.
I disagree.
I see. No, how do you disagree with yourself?
I can do that. That's who I am now. This is what you wanted.
No, I didn't want none of this.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Me being entertained.
Yo, this nigga's ego. But I feel like there's a little like nuance to it, because for a relationship to survive, like, I feel like that's necessary. Like, if you don't need someone, why be with them? If you don't need them, and that was going to be my next question. When you say need, like, financially, spiritually, physically, emotionally.
I don't want my partner to complete me. I want my partner to enhance me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Don't come into a relationship with baggage. Everybody has baggage, but, you know.
Yeah, I think
bring
we should,
something to the table. Yeah.
We should both enter the relationship as complete as possible.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. I want to be the complete package. Like, I don't want to be bringing baggage and want to be still working on myself and displacing burdens unfairly on my partner. I don't want to do that. I don't think it bodes well for our relationship, and it doesn't bode well for the next generation, which is the ultimate purpose of this partnership anyways.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Ricky, what are your thoughts?
You got my mic back on?
I've never. You thought I turned it off the whole damn time?
Nah,
don't do that. No, I would never turn your mic off. I don't limit men. This, come on. No, I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm joking. We're going to bleep that out.
I'm glad there's nothing in her hand. No, we're
definitely bleeping that out. Sorry. Okay, wait. 30 nope. minutes and Jayden 15 nope. seconds. Cool.
Nobody wrote it down.
No, I did. It's in my
he said
hand.
I did.
Yeah. You go, beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, but I definitely would have to agree with Trey, man, on that. Because you definitely, how can I put this? When it comes to the next generation and us being, you know what I'm saying, the total package or being complete amongst one another, you don't want to go into a relationship with all these, like, quote-unquote baggage or these other burdens, because all you're going to do, like you say, is drain your partner from that. Longevity, y'all won't be there. Y'all might, you know what I'm saying, rock out for a couple years and whatnot, but at the end of the day, it's going to turn bad for the both of y'all,
yeah.
And you don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So, as you say, be as complete as you can. Be as happy as you can be. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we all go have our little
problems.
But what
does completion mean, though?
I mean, I think it's different amongst everybody. Like, everybody's completeness is different.
To be complete as far as a perspective for a woman and being complete as far as a perspective from a man is two different things.
Correct.
Because I'm sorry to – I don't want to – fuck, man. I don't want to fucking do this. But –
like, I feel like don't come into the relationship expecting your partner to
fix you.
Yes. Fix you, change you, hopefully. Oh, if I meet her, maybe I'll have some motivation. No, the only person motivates you is yourself.
I don't know why I thought about diapers when you said change you. I'm sorry. That was crazy.
Wow, somebody has baby fever.
Well, yeah, well.
No.
Your woman should not be babying you neither. So.
Nope. I'm going to get the Jordan face. Nope. Mm-mm, sorry.
Sorry, say it again.
I think it should be both. Feel wanted and needed.
But, like, that's a natural thing in a relationship.
I mean, I think everyone wants to feel wanted in a way.
I just
naturally.
So here's the thing. I just think that when a person says, Because, I mean, men say it too, not just women. Like, oh, I don't need you. I just want you. Like.
What's wrong with that?
I don't need. Well, don't be in a relationship with that person.
If you don't need them and just want them?
Yeah.
So you should only be in a relationship with people that need you and you need them.
Not entirely, but I think that that's a part of the equation.
I don't think it's so black and white.
I think when people are, I might be right, might be wrong, but I think when people say, oh, I want you and don't need you, I want you because I want you as a partner. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to. All right.
Like, I'm not doing this because I got a gun to my head.
So, yeah, so, I don't. It's not that I need you per se because I could possibly find somebody else. But right now, I feel like I want you in my life for us to. You know what I'm saying?
So with that being said, Ricky, are you a person that wants a woman to be a partner or to be a wife? And there is a difference.
What is the difference?
I think I would want a partner before a wife.
No. Like, traditionally, there is a difference.
Traditionally, progressive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Progressive is 50-50.
In terms of what?
In terms of financial responsibility.
It's always that. Remember that. It's always about the money. I'm sorry. It's always about that.
What else? Divided and go ahead. If you're both well off,
then that's where the want comes in. Like I can't enhance you in the way that men usually try to enhance a woman. So do you want to be with me?
Okay, hold on. Now, traditional stance.
Yeah.
Traditional stance is man being the head, woman being the neck, being the support, the man being the authority.
Authority?
Authority, yes.
Yeah, traditionally, yes.
Because authority comes with responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm responsible for you.
Okay, I...
It has to be everything. Financially, guidance, wisdom. So you think without the finances, you can still be the man of the household? Well, hold on. Here's the thing, though. I've said this before. When finances are lopsided and a woman makes more than a man, usually the respect factor, there's a shot clock on it.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yes and no. Because there's women I've heard in situations where the woman is making more. However, she still gives her man the respect of him being the man of the house. You know what I'm saying? Just because I make more than him, she's like, I'm not about to shit on him and treat him like some little ass bitch or some little ass boy.
No, you're right. But... the point Marvel made is correct. It's a shot clock on it. It's not permanent. Eventually, she's going to feel some type of resentment in some way. It's just human nature. It has nothing to do with, you know, like, specific people.
I feel like
it's human nature.
It's...
Say it again?
Look at Rihanna.
Oh, that's true?
Okay, but that's different. They're both millionaires. Of course, Rihanna's a billionaire.
But she's still making much more than this guy.
That's what I'm saying. That's different with that.
So you're saying there's no tension because they're both secure. That's what it sounds like. I feel like the best
relationships happen when you have both
financial security. You have to just focus on things that you should
be focused on. Companionship. So companionship. That's what I feel like too. Companionship falls behind the financial factor. I'm sorry. Yeah, that financial burden there. It's a power gap there. Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. And like a woman would say, oh, you know, he's fine.
A power gap.
Eventually,
I mean,
it's gonna erode.
I don't necessarily need like a waves power. I don't necessarily need a power gap, but I know for sure that I should be the one in power. What? I don't need it. I want it.
Tell them. Tell them God blocked.
See how that works? See how that works?
That's Inception. So okay.
What was your question, though? You had a really good question.
Why do you feel like you need to be the one in power?
Because a woman will never, ever be able to hold that above me. If I'm in power. And if I am the authority.
How can she hold it above you? Like, the only way she can do that is if, like, you believe her. When she's like, oh,
if she makes more money, like I told you guys, like, I would never.
If you're unfazed by that, then that's not going to be an attack that works.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But once again, human nature. Like, I feel like eventually.
That's the thing that y'all just don't want to acknowledge.
Yeah. I've seen it happen firsthand. People
nuances, nuances work until it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Not happening.
No, you're both millionaires.
Not happening.
I'm talking about a.
So if I make $5 million, I got to repeat it for the audience because you don't have a mic. So if I have $5 million, she has $8 million, we're both millionaires. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying, right? I disagree.
Why?
Trey voice.
Oprah and Stedman. We talked about this before.
That
she what $2.5 billion, and he's at $10 million. That's a big ass.
So I will say this. If the respect of the man that is intact.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's women that still give their man the respect. And there's
a lot of women that don't.
Of course. Outliers, once again.
Outliers, nuances. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, I have to repeat it, though, since you don't have a mic. Go ahead. So why? So you're questioning as to why he is in the position that he's in. See, this goes back into what I was talking about when it comes to hypergamy. See how she acts that? It's because she's naturally, because she's a woman, she's naturally hypergamous. They date across or they up. There may be date below, but that shit ain't going to fucking last. It's going to be a shot clock. Yo, all right, so you're doing this. So if you're doing this, why are you at this standpoint? And when are you about, when are you, and if and when you are going to rise? Because you want your man to be above you. You want them to be superior.
I at least want to see some effort.
Say what?
I at least
want to
see some effort.
Just want to see effort. No, I.
If you're working your ass off and there are other factors around you that are keeping you at a certain place, then okay, I can understand it.
But you want. Yeah. You want effort.
I get that.
You want effort when it comes to that. But me personally, like, I personally won't give a fuck about that when it comes to effort. Like, I give a fuck about effort when it comes to you being a wife and you being a mother to my kids. Like, see the difference between she's worrying about provision and she's worrying about, you know, which is fine. But I think it's perfect for you. Like, yo, like, when are you going to pretty much step up to the plate to be able to provide and to pretty much uphold your own stand, your own end of the deal financially and blah, blah, blah. For me, I'm not thinking about that. Because I don't give a fuck about your money at all.
Unless it's more than yours.
No, that doesn't matter. No. Huh? No, it would matter if... No, don't do that again, dog. Right? That was last episode.
Okay, so I guess it's not true anymore.
I'm not... You can go sip on your shit. yo, listen. You can't do that to me, dog.
I ain't never seen a nigga drink brown liquor like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
That's some serious.
No, it's not going to matter because if we are together and she makes more money than me or she happens to make more money than me, I'm cool. It's fine. It's not going to happen.
So where does the problem happen?
I'll tell you that much. I'll be damned if that shit happens.
What, that she makes more than you?
Yeah, fuck that.
Okay, so... Yeah.
And I'm okay, fine. So if he's making $300,000 a year, he's a top what? The 1 or 3%. I'm not going to stay there.
I didn't think I'd stay there. There's no way a woman should look down on a man at $400,000
a year. If she makes more.
What was that word?
If she makes. No. We're not going to do shouldn't. But if she makes more. Bro, like, you're thinking that, like, all of the higher earners is. The equivalent to everything. No, it's not, bro. Like, if you make $300,000 a year and you find a woman, not all, okay, don't fucking kill me, feminist. If you have a woman that makes more, like, of course, like, you're gonna have somebody that wants to, they want you to make more, like, you know, at the end. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a woman makes more money, their fucking dating pool, they get smaller and smaller, usually.
I think most women have common sense to look at a plane.
you're talking about Rihanna, though. Rihanna's
yeah, like, it's different. Like,
Rihanna's like, Kylie Jenner. What, she's worth like what? I think like $3 billion. Look, get, Ricky,
she's worth yeah, a she's lot.
A, no, she's a billionaire, and Travis Scott is
nowhere yeah. near.
No, no, he's nowhere near. But I'm sure he's not looking at his millions of dollars in his bank account and says, "Woe is me." But she made that billion while they were together, right? Not before they got together. Oh, okay. And it's a millionaire.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
might as well just give you a mic, nigga, because you want to talk your shit now. God damn it.
So according to what is this? Damn, national news or some shit. So it's a youngest self-made billionaire in the world. Youngest self-made.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner now has an estimated net worth of $600 million. Down from $620 million in 2021, according to a new Wealth Index Forbes magazine.
Oh, my God.
And this was posted June 2022. So she's at $600 mil now.
And Travis Scott is at what?
And Travis Scott is at...
He's probably like 20, 50. So
60 million.
So to wrap up.
Oh, it was way off.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So to wrap
but
up.
But that's his network. Yeah. That doesn't
yeah,
really
yeah,
say
network
that,
and what net you worth, actually have. Yeah, but yeah, yes. As far as what you have. So... You would be with a woman that makes more money than you.
I would be okay with it. It wouldn't be an issue with mine.
Okay.
Like she said, like as long as I'm not or she not, like we're just being lazy, not doing nothing to progressive. Like if this is like where I'm at, like if I'm making a couple million a year and I'm happy with my position and she's cool with it too and we can make it work, all right, cool. Like I wouldn't be mad at her making 600 mil shit, nigga. We both rich than a motherfucker.
What you mean?
I don't know.
Depends I wouldn't.
My aunt raised me never ever to depend on shit when it comes to women.
I'm not
but
depending.
You don't have
to
depend.
I don't,
you literally
I'm,
just said.
No. She has. Yeah, if she's making 600 mil and I'm making a couple mil a year, nigga, I'm good. What more do I need?
That
Oprah
money,
can't
that,
even spend that, all her money.
That money ain't your money.
Understandable. That nigga Bezos, when he got his divorce, he gave her half and still was happy as fuck. All right, baby, see you later. Enjoy.
Yeah, like Jasmine like said, as long as I'm taking care of my shit and I know I'm going to be good whether I'm with this woman or not, she can make more money, man. It doesn't matter to me.
As long as she doesn't emasculate you, she makes you feel less.
No, no, but once
right?
she's
still
going to
give
that,
you the respect to be that man of the house.
Go ahead,
she's
Trey,
still going to give you
go
that.
Ahead, Trey.
That can't emasculate me, though.
Like, yeah, because I'm straight.
It doesn't bother me. Like, what are you trying to say about me that my life doesn't match my character? Like, I don't understand. Like, this whole money thing, that's a proxy for character. It's a proxy for energy. And if you carry that energy, then it doesn't matter what else is missing. Like, you still have that energy. You're still that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And she can't hold nothing over you.
Exactly. She divorced you. If you didn't sign a prenup, you're going to have her shit anyway. But, you know, just for a hypothetical, if she divorces you, you're going to be the same financially and career-wise. With or without her. That's what I'm trying to say. As long as you're good, as long as you're taking care of your shit, and you don't need her or anyone else, it doesn't matter how much money she makes.
She might have to pay you.
Exactly. Great point, Jordan.
But no, that's not how that works. That's not how that works. Because usually, say for instance, if she makes 100 mil, you make 10 mil, right? She's not going to be looking at you.
No, he's talking about if they break up. Yeah, if they parted.
Well, yeah, we always listen. At the end of the day, like what they're attracted to versus what we're attracted to is two completely different things.
Yeah.
So their qualifiers is a lot more limiting than us. She is, listen, not going to happen. Not going to fucking happen. Yeah, but the thing, what I'm saying is that if she makes more money than you and you're a unicorn, she usually is looking for somebody who's a super unicorn.
Yeah, but he ain't going to want to stay with her.
Why?
What you mean? Because he nigga has options. Yo, if a,
okay. Sorry.
If
okay,
he's a multimillionaire, billionaire, yo, I don't care if you make 600 million. Yeah, I'm going to bust you down, and then I might go out there and find something else.
Simple as
facts.
That.
Facts.
So you better come back to me.
Yeah, I got you.
Listen, when money's not a factor, you get to see who people really are. Because there's no incentive for them to not be who they really are, because you can't hold that over them.
Yeah.
So like do you think men, we focus way too much on having money define us?
It's not that we focus too much on it. It's just, it's damn near in our DNA. It's
Thank
damn
you.
Near.
This is what I've been trying
it's
to tell.
It's the way society
the
is, man.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
Not
the way
society, bro.
Society does make it.
It's more nature than nurture.
The problem is that we measure our value based on that, like our personal sense of value. And I don't think that's a healthy thing.
Because unfortunately, that's how you take care of things, is with money. That's how you buy the house, the car, take care of the kids.
Money's not real, dog. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, time isn't real. Time is a flat circle.
Are we really doing this?
No, we're not. Yeah, we're not.
You know what? Could we?
No.
I'm with the
we
shits.
We got other topics. All right,
you know what?
Fuck it, here.
Don't do that, Ricky.
Now we
Ricky, Ricky almost derailed his hope.
Tell them.
Yo.
Tell them God talk.
Really cool chance, baby.
I'm going to make the executive decision on tabling that for another episode.
Cool.
I think it's smart. I would love to have that conversation, but I don't think the audience is ready. To be very honest, I don't think I'm ready because that's a we're gonna be here for two more hours. Okay. I didn't ask you. You would obviously date a chick that makes more money than you, right?
Yeah. But like I said, as long as I'm
mom was a jerk.
Yeah. How am I?
Hey, in one ear out the other.
Not me. Why am I a jerk?
As long as I'm taking care of my shit, as long as I feel I'm good. Whether I'm with this woman or not, it doesn't matter.
Just because I'm having people embrace their manhood, why am I a jerk?
Like, oh, yeah, you'd obviously date someone who makes more money than you.
Oh, it's because I said I wanted to be a sugar baby last episode. That's why.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
The funny part
and
is,
I still stand by that. Y'all think it's a joke.
I'm right with you,
it's not my goal, but if it was to happen.
I think I'm the only sugar baby, the actual sugar baby in this room.
Yeah, we discussed that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
lucky bastard.
Nah, I mean, kind of a contradiction of what I stand for, but it's all good. That was when I was a beta bitch ass nigga, but now that shit ain't fucking happening.
Stop it. You could do it again today.
No, my masculinity would not allow that.
Okay, she's worth $4
billion. No.
Cap.
Super cap.
Big.
Nigga, super you cap. Telling me if your crush, I don't give a fuck who the fuck she may be, dead or alive, was to walk up to you and she make four
use
bill, you gonna
voice,
tell her
please.
No?
Use your inner voice,
nah,
please.
Fuck that.
Okay, what if you take the sugar
Look
baby?
What I started.
No, what if you take the sugar baby earnings and use it to fund your life, fund your career, fund the shit you want to do? What if, you know, you're not just out here in the club doing whatever. What if you're like, damn,
you're investing.
This lady's giving me 200 racks a month. Like, use myself, for instance. I will fund a couple movies. I will fund a couple
that's
short
the equivalent,
films.
That's the equivalent of sucking dick for $10
billion. No, it's not.
It's
well,
not.
I'm eating pussy.
What? What?
Yeah, all day. Every woman goes to the highest bidder.
No, not even that. It's other things a woman's
looking
for.
Yeah.
Some things will make women forget all
about
it. Yeah,
because you were lame.
Pool guys, landscaping guys.
Do you know what the funny part is?
They didn't hit them.
Bird actually told me, this is real quick. Bird actually told me in a voice note that I will most likely end up with a woman that makes more money than me. That's funny.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
No, that's not happening.
And then you're going to have all girls.
And you know what they say about that.
I don't think so.
What do they say about it?
They say that the biggest man whores usually have girls.
I have all girls.
Either girls first or nothing but girls.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all, like, folklore. I was going to say superstition. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, one of my family members actually was with his wife and cheated, had two boys right beforehand, but then when he cheated, he had a second marriage. All girls afterwards.
Wow.
All girls. Four.
Message like, received.
And he tried back to back to back. Girl. Like, it was crazy. Crazy. All right. Dramatic.
Yes.
What we got to get into next?
Oh, this. you actually posted in your story and you put in a topic about the emoji. Yeah, on to more important things like emojis.
Man, this is important.
This is very important.
The one emoji that all men should be fully aware of.
Man, let me.
Give me one second. And you know what's funny?
Give me one second, guys.
You know what's funny?
I gotta get ready for this one.
A girl hit me with it, but it wasn't on some, like, I wasn't trying to talk to her. Like, she hit me with an emoji, and then I saw Marvel, so I was like, that's funny. I wasn't hollering her or nothing like that. It was just funny that she used that.
What was
and then
the emoji?
Marvel said that.
What was the emoji?
The emoji is this. Kings.
Is that a heart?
Yeah. Sure. It's an emoji hands making
Kings,
a heart.
If you're talking to a lady mid-conversation and she hits you with this emoji, focus on yourself, King.
It was just crazy timing.
You just can't stand my ass. Like, no, for real. Focus on yourself.
No, but for real, I wasn't.
No, that is like the new wave of friend zoning a nigga. Mm. It really is.
Real smooth.
I think so.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But imagine receiving.
No, you just casting over in this bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. I just haven't seen it yet. that's not what I'm saying.
I ain't worried about that.
worried about that. I be fucking bitches. but for real though. Nope. Sorry. The only lady in the room. Would you agree?
Yeah, because I'll send you.
Thank you. If you see, if you send that, nah, you not like.
I actually didn't know this, but thanks.
No, for real. I totally made that up. Actually. I totally made that up, by the way. And it's actually circling. It's like wildfire.
Because it's true.
It was so crazy how it happened. I was like, this is exactly what Marvin was talking about.
somebody hit you with that?
Yeah. And I killed that shit right away. I think, what's worse? What's worse, that or when a woman bros you?
Like, calls you bro?
Yes.
I think that would be worse, because bro don't really bother me too much. Like, some chicks just talk like that.
Nah.
I've been around girls, they'd be like,
nah,
bro, you
don't
cheat.
Some of them don't give a F.
Nah, it's context, though.
Nah, don't bro me, though. I don't give a fuck what kind of text it is. Do not bro me.
Nah, I'm telling you, a lot of people.
Bruh is worse. Don't bro me either.
Oh, I don't know. That shit.
Don't bro, bro.
Palm Beach, they say bro. Kendall, they say bro a lot.
Okay, so how about this then? So the women that say bro and bro, you fucking them?
I have fucked a chick that actually said bruh and bro. That's just because it was their lingo. That's just how they
during
talk.
During sex? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, are you?
Yeah. I'm just saying. Oh, I was going to say, could you imagine?
Oh, damn, bruh.
Like, damn, bruh, you killing this.
Yo, chill. Chill with the off-white Z. Like, yo.
Hell no.
I'm trying to think. What's worse? Being called bro is crazy.
It is.
And bruh is even crazier.
It is.
That don't bother me too much, man.
You just a silver surfer of masculinity, right?
It's
like, what's going on here?
It's all about context.
Is she saying, hey, what's up, bro? Like, how are you? Or she's like.
No. You hit her up like, hey, how you doing? Whatever line you use. I'm good, bro. End it. Right there. End it right there. I'm good, bro.
Or you guys are talking about a certain situation, like a serious situation. Damn, bro.
What's worse, bro or fam?
Ooh. Fam for sure. Fam.
That's the one you want to avoid.
Fam is worse of all of them.
You can get away with bro and bro.
Uppercut somebody.
She had to really pull that out.
Yo, fam?
Fam, listen,
that's
fam.
The one.
Fam.
I'd rather you call me my name. Like, fam? No, that's too much. Absolutely none.
There's zero attraction there.
Absolutely none.
Hey, what's up? Good morning. Oh, I'm good, fam.
Turn up on the clock. What? Okay.
I want to try
okay,
it
so,
out.
Okay, so tears. So tears. All right. So we got. Oh my God, this is crazy. Okay, so we got the heart emoji, the two hands heart emoji. We got that. That shit is nuts. All right. We got the fake heart. There we go.
Wait, are you going from worst? Are you going from worst to least worst?
I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got the fake heart. Damn, let me cut, nigga. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we got the fake heart. Then we got fam. Then we got bro. Bro is cringeworthy. Or bruh. So, number one, what's the worst?
Fam.
Okay.
Fam,
for sure. Second, number. Okay, you would agree? Fam. Okay. Number two.
Bruh. Second.
Think about that. No, for real. Like literally, like think about that emoji in real life. Like for real. Like you literally talking to a shorty and all that.
Like that. Hey, what's going on, little mama? I think you cute.
That's the one.
I think that's worse than fam. Think about it. But
she's not gonna hit you with an emoji right away. Like it has to be a reason for her to say that. Fam? Nah, bitch, you trying me now.
I'll tell you what happened to me. And like I said, it was not under the guise of me hollering. It was her birthday. It's someone I know. Happy birthday. Thank you. And then that emoji. And then I saw your story.
Yeah. See, that was God. That was God talking.
That's such weird timing.
Remember, sir, I'm the all-seeing eye. Okay?
Oh, relax. Tell them. You can't say that to a Christian.
You can't say that to a Christian.
No, but like it was just weird timing.
I would have to ask her. What does that mean?
I asked her right now.
We know what it means.
Are you fam zoning?
All right. Wait. Okay. So we have fam for, I don't know.
Fam is aggressive.
Just think about if she did that shit, right?
It's aggressively
platonic. In your face, like in real life.
What, that? Yeah. It don't even look right. First of all, I wouldn't want to be with a woman that does that regularly in real life. Let's start there. How you doing? I'm good. No.
Okay.
You showed me everything I needed to see. Let's move on.
Dog! Yo, Jasmine, come on. Like, yo. All right. So it's like 1A, 1B. What's next? Bruh?
Yeah, bro.
Bruh number two?
For sure.
Yeah, okay. And then bro. Because, then no.
Bro. Okay.
Growing up in Miami, bro is used by everyone and their mama in Kendall, in down south, by Hispanics. They love calling you bro. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's the least of the four. Say it again. That too.
There's a lot of girls fucking their boys.
They bros.
They're bros.
like actual like biological brothers.
No, man.
No.
I'm sorry. Y'all niggas is wildin'. Like
no incest going on.
Oh yeah. I'm asking. Huh? So okay. So you're saying that we may think that just the bro, but he out here just spreading them.
Yep.
Bro is dangerous.
I agree.
Okay. So how about this then?
Say that.
So that changes everything. Yo, we about to get into some serious trouble right now, but I don't give a fuck. So what you're saying is, right, if a woman just regular conversation calls you bro or whatever, right, that's maybe a little bit suspect. But then if you're talking to a girl, right, and then the girl brings up her friend and, oh, that's my bro.
Oh yeah, he hit.
Red flag. Red flag.
Yeah, it's so toxic. Because
I'm gonna hit you with the wait. He's your what? Yeah. Oh, your bro. Oh, I bet. Oh yeah.
That
he
is
hit.
So toxic.
I hope y'all happy together. Because I'm out.
Yo, y'all niggas need to chill. Oh man.
But fam is so aggressive because the letter F is an aggressive letter. Like fam. It's like a punch in the chin.
Just to lead up to it. This shit got a crescendo.
yeah, for real. Thanks, don't even reply. Yeah, thanks, fam.
No, you got it. Nah, you got it. Listen, man.
I might block you.
You know what you got to do, bro? Listen, man. You got to punish bad behavior.
So you call her fam, too? Right. You reply with a fam?
Nah, man. You got to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bleep it out, too, but that was crazy. Say what?
No, you said punish bad behavior. Yes. So if she calls you fam, you call her fam back?
No. For instance, like, I had a situation one time when a girl, like, she broed me. I was like, yo, don't ever bro me. Don't fucking bro me. checked that shit real quick.
Oh, wow.
Then she was like, oh, Pim man. I didn't really know that, you know, like, I see, she said some dumb shit. I don't know.
How you feel about the N-word, though?
My nigga.
I mean, she's calling you, she's calling you, she's like, yo, my nigga.
Oh.
I've only had female friends do that.
Nah. You not my nigga.
Shit.
Yeah. She's not a nigga. She's a niggerette.
Niggerette.
Or niggers.
No. Niggers? Don't do that. Yo, dramatic.
I couldn't help it.
Second episode. Don't do that, though.
Because if she's saying my nigga, she could be saying the same thing, like, oh, that's my bro.
Okay, but.
So if that's my nigga, oh, that's your nigga? Oh, okay, bet. Yeah, y'all didn't clap.
Oh.
They done did the daddy.
I'm trying to think.
I was at a wedding actually a couple months ago, and I saw that she was the baddest one in there. Chocolate thing, small waist, booty on
that. How tall?
About 5'10". You know what I'm saying? Nice. So I peeped her. I said, yeah.
I
looked at everybody else. I said, yep, that's the one I want. Yep. So we was at the bar together. I saw her with some dude. I was like, all right, cool. But they didn't look like they was intimate. Maybe they were just at a friend stage. You know what I'm saying? It's the first time. But we was at the bar. We was having a conversation. Then she was like, yeah, no, I'm single. You know what I'm saying? But that's my nigga, though. I said,
okay.
I said, bet.
All right, wait.
So I knew right away that they used to fuck.
My nigga, as far as like we are together, like we.
No,
are
they're
together?
Not. We weren't even together. She was like, no, I'm single. I'm not with anybody. But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but you know, he still, that's my nigga, though. Mm. I said, oh, okay. And I understood right away what she meant.
Yeah, she don't throw it at him.
Yeah, y'all, and they were, you know what I'm saying? They were on the terms of, you know what I'm saying, trying to rekindle shit, but
nah,
still.
But you gotta like, yeah, true. I got you. You gotta really check that shit, though. Like, if you like a girl, if there's a girl that you like and she calls you bro or whatever, check that shit right the fuck away.
If you want to be with her, though.
It ain't never been a problem for me.
No, I didn't been with girls that called me bro.
I'm tired of you, dog.
Bro.
You just the cool nigga. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a cool gents, my nigga. Because like,
bro has never interfered with his relationships.
But I will call my wife, bro.
Stop. Everybody be quiet. You already passed the finish line. So that is shit doesn't matter.
I did it before the finish line.
But you're there. So it doesn't matter.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to just dismiss it.
I disagree.
I did.
Because I beat the game already. Like my opinion still matters.
Don't do that.
It was a real journey that I took, and bro was cool. It was acceptable. It was acceptable lingo within the context of our relationship.
There you go. Context. We said that earlier. It's context. If you're trying to talk to a woman, like if you're courting her, if you're attempting to court her. And she calls you bro, fam, or bro. Fam, bruh, or bro, or hits you with that emoji. That's where you should cut it off. If this is your homegirl,
I hate
bro.
That one. That shit. Y'all made me hate that shit.
Yes, thank you. Another man on the good side now.
It's messed up, right?
That's what I be thinking. Because
I never thought about that. I've never seen it. So if someone does send me that, I might question it. Like, yo, like.
So be mad at Apple for creating that emoji.
Fuck
no, I'm mad
bullshit.
At the user.
Facts.
Okay, you had Facts. To search for that emoji. It's not the first one.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new emoji too, by the way. Brand new.
Yeah, it is pretty new.
See, you had to do some digging with that shit.
For real.
Like, the
but
fuck?
You know when they found it, they was like, oh, finally.
Finally. Finally, I can fucking friend zone these niggas.
Oh, my God.
But they say we can't take hints, and they're still using emojis.
The mere
emojis,
fact that we
so.
Have a topic on a fucking emoji is wild.
That's the world we live in, though.
Yeah, and I don't take hints. Say it with your chest. Preferably. but all that hint stuff, like, no, don't.
I might just act ignorant if you send me that. I'm like, oh, you love me. That's what you got to start. You got to start flipping shit just because.
Yo, Ricky
then
is
you really
toxic,
find out.
Bro.
What? No, what?
Oh, I love you too. And I'm going to write it out. Exclamation.
Nah, you try to get in trouble.
Just turn up, for respond real. With eggplants and shit.
And the water.
Send like 12 real hearts in the water.
Little three drips.
Man. What other word or whatever phrase that like us men get pissed off for women using?
This is very specific. But
put the camera on him.
When they preface when they preface their reply with a LOL. Now, let me let me
go ahead, cook.
Know, be
specific. No, cook. All
right. So, you know, you're talking to him. I said, I think you're cute. LOL, thanks. LOL, thank you. LOL. Oh, another word is aw. Do not say aw.
Pussy dry.
Unless you're looking at a cute baby dry. Or a small cute animal.
Silicon Valley.
Aw.
Nothing at all.
LOL.
Just
like LOL and AWW. Aw. Those are the if you see that in any text conversation, you ain't getting none. just you're not getting give up. Oh, focus on yourself.
No. Okay, I got another one. How about this? KK.
Oh.
Letter K.
I hate when dudes say KK.
That's rare.
When dudes just say to it, be honest. Weird.
That's rare.
And I actually tell men, I'm like, don't you ever KK me.
Ever.
They be like, and they all laugh. They be like, "Are you right?"
Like, for real.
Like, because I have to read this out loud in your voice.
Exactly.
KKK. I mean, nope. That was too many K's.
Whoa.
Bleep that one out. An hour and 13 minutes and 26 seconds. Take that shit out.
Exactly.
You attracted the wrong fans over here.
Oh, right? Boy. Oh, boy. Anyway.
No, but if she prefaced, like, if you say something, especially if it's a compliment. Oh, I like your hair. Oh, you're so pretty. Oh, this. LOL, thanks.
So here's the thing. I actually think that comes from a place that women don't know how to take compliments.
I don't feel like
yo,
women,
Trey, I swear to God, I'm about to throw hands at you, dog.
Look,
why? I understand the disagreeableness, but this is wild.
But I disagree.
No, I was just using an example.
That's best nigga shit. Be like, oh.
Like, damn, girl, you're busy.
They grab you. Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're so pretty.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, thanks. Energy. There you go.
Energy. But whatever you say, if they respond with the LOL preface before.
Now, but the thing is, sometimes they get all like scared or whatever. They're like, oh, okay, thanks.
Like, that means you're making them uncomfortable. And if a woman's uncomfortable around you, don't even bother.
Yeah, you got to feel safe.
Yeah, got to feel safe.
At all times.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, under my authority.
Say it again.
What?
Well, a lot of niggas can't do that.
A lot of niggas cannot read. And that's why these women can't take no chances. They gotta come hard.
The nigga in the fucking text wilding. Yeah. He can't read the fucking room.
This nigga exploded because she ate a whole salad. I still can't wrap my head around that. That's bananas to me.
Oh, he need to go to therapy.
Honestly.
He need Jesus.
Go be in that therapist. She ate the whole salad. What do I do?
Hey, yo. Wait, what? Oh, you mean, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I was just calling, buddy.
Sorry.
I think Marvel thinking about tossed salad.
Yo, how much more time we got, dog? This is, wait, whoa, what?
Oh, no.
Stop it.
Nigga, legs in the air, chill. Dog, speaking about tossing salad, right? Real quick.
What?
Hold on.
What kind of transition?
No, listen.
Where are we segueing to?
No, we're segueing into salad. So listen. So wait, hold on. Here's the thing. So I think it's suspect as fuck for niggas to get their ass ate out, right?
Agreed, 1,000%.
Ricky, you got something to tell us?
No, nigga, you were sweating and they were trying to get you a bit.
Because as soon as I said that, you was looking, you was panicking.
Where do I go?
So here's the thing. Miss D, you're supposed to be here friggin', you know, giving me some friggin', you're not here, man. Crazy. Thank you, Ricky number two. So, this is crazy. I cannot believe I'm about to say this. Actually, I am. I do believe it. So, everybody gets so fucking quiet now. The fuck?
I went ahead this shit.
So here's my thing when it comes to like, I've never done it to a woman and I've never gotten it done to me, right? And I probably never will on both ends. Not happening. But if I would, right, get it done to me, there's no masculine way to get your ass ate. Think about it. There's none.
I disagree.
No, wait, what?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Oh,
no, no, I actually do disagree.
No, wait. Okay.
I play devil's advocate.
Oh, hold on, okay.
You can do the Captain Morgan stance. Have a go.
I'm sorry.
You should have never let me on this podcast, dog. I'm sorry.
Yo. Captain Marvel. Wait, don't Captain Marvel. No, ain't no Captain Morgan. Marvel. Captain Morgan.
My apologies, Captain Morgan.
Relax. Relax, nigga.
No, seriously, there's no manly way.
There's no manly way. Think about it, because if you're going to be standing up, you got to bend over, pause. And then if you're lying down,
it can't happen.
You got to have your legs in there.
It's too much. Are you not uncomfortable, Trey?
It's too something. Much.
Say something.
It's too much, bro. What are you doing?
Dog.
We're not doing this.
Oh, man. This nigga's wild, dog. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, them niggas is wild.
And no. usually we don't judge people on the really cool gents, but if you participated in that, I'm judging the fuck out of you. This shit is not in the Bible.
All right, I'm not judging you. It's just
can we talk about some wholesome shit?
It was getting a little freaky.
Please.
It was getting a little freaky on here.
Freaky Reeky.
What's
number
up?
Number one, not you, but Freaky Reeky. Huh?
Hello.
Yeah. Don't do that. With your eyes looking down and shit. Don't do that. All right. Do we have an Ask a Gent? I mean, I did want to get into the Kevin Hart thing, but we're not going to have enough time. It's cool.
Jasmine, do you have a question for me?
Yeah. Do you have a question for men? Don't side eye us like that. Don't do that. Don't side eye us. Miss Copyright Extraordinaire. Make sure to repeat this, Trey. Got some time.
Hold up,
she's quitting.
Okay, sorry. I know. So Serena Williams is retiring from tennis.
But did you see her reasons
why? All right.
I did you, not you read any of her right? statements.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead real quick. So this is not necessarily an Ask a Gent, but we're gonna rock with it. Ask a Gent is really about like a woman pretty much asking men a question on dynamics or like some advice that you would need. We can still talk about it, but, like, yeah, that's pretty much it. But as you're thinking about that, let's just talk about Serena Williams real quick. Because it is an accomplishment at the end of the day. Like, she's about to retire and be arguably, like, one of the greatest athletes of all time. So that's dope. You sent it to me via even the strongest women will ultimately give in into their – yeah. So –
what does it say?
So read the caption. Yeah. All right. So this is the picture on Serena Williams. I wonder if Ron actually took this picture. He probably did. Yeah, he probably did take this picture. September issue cover. There's comes a time in life where we have to decide to move in a different direction. That time is always hard when you love something so much. My goodness, do I enjoy tennis? But now the countdown has begun. I have to focus on being a mom. My spiritual goals, and finally discovering a different but just exciting Serena. I'm going to relish these next few weeks. Feminists ain't going to like that shit.
Tell them.
She might come back in the next couple of years.
Nah.
No?
She's done.
Okay.
It's a
wrap for her.
Okay. I mean, she won her last match, but the match before she got washed, clocked, like so. She's definitely done.
But she's also getting older, and she's going through a lot with her body.
Yeah,
she had all those complications with those.
But she has kids though, right?
She has a daughter.
How old is she? Okay, how old is she though? She's in her 40s.
Okay.
No,
I would say this. So listen, I mean, there is a certain level of women who are
four
of age, huh?
Her daughter is four.
There is like, you know, like the clock that's ticking, basically like the biological clock. But if there's one woman that could actually have a kid at 41, that would be Serena Williams.
We don't know.
You don't. I mean, because she's as healthy as an ox. In my,
circulation issues are this always like a looming specter.
With her especially.
Yeah, because they cause crazy complications. Like any type of circulation issue causes complications during pregnancy.
Okay, so I didn't know she has circulation issues.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah,
she almost died having a kid. Holy
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, that I much I knew, but I didn't know why.
No, I didn't know that. No, I'm not even trying. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like I didn't know that.
But that's why she started wearing the bodysuit.
Compression.
Yep.
And try to.
It all makes. I really didn't know she had. You said circulation issues.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about. Wow.
Oh yeah. So she's taking
that. That just.
I don't watch sports.
That just makes sense. Go figure.
But that's like human stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well.
And we're over here lusting after in that bodysuit. We're
so
terrible.
I don't think she's. If that's the case, she almost died having a kid. I don't think that she wants to have another kid again. At least I don't think so. I mean, she has all the jurisdiction to do that, but
yeah.
Maybe she shouldn't because she almost died. Like on some real fucking shit.
No, I can't blame her if she makes a decision not to. Absolutely not. Mm. Damn.
But if she wants to do it, I support her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm sure she wouldn't go against like the best medical advice. She got the best doctors in the world. So
I just don't want to hear it from these fuck-ass feminists because she wants to do what she needs to do. Now you want to be a mother, this and that. No, you're not as valuable anymore. You just want to be a mother? Like, suck a dick. Like, I don't like that shit pisses me off. Like, that's the one thing, honestly, fuck it. I'm about to go on a rant. Like, that's the one thing about fucking feminists. Not all feminists, but like third or fourth wave feminists are that because if a woman actually wants to choose to just be a wife or just to be a mother, then she's less than.
They call them pygmies.
They call them pygmies. They call them, you're not in your, you just want a woman that pretty much just wants that. You must want a stupid wife or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what those women are doing, those haters? They're doing the exact same thing as a lot of men do to themselves, which is linking the personal value of the individual, like their intrinsic value, to what they're doing financially, what they're doing economically.
Facts.
And anytime that happens, you have a toxic imbalance.
That's fine, but don't shame either party for wanting that and for stepping into their natural state.
Well, when you're toxic, that's what you do. Hurt people. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to shame people to their side of the argument.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so they feel better about themselves. Like, if all of us feel shitty, I feel shitty, the world is okay.
Yeah, well, shout out to Serena Williams, man. I hope everything is going to be good for her. And
yeah, big facts.
Godspeed. Godspeed.
Big facts.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Where does spirituality fit into the expectation of the women that we want in our lives?
Mm. I mean, personally.
Well, you're the most religious person out of the three of us.
I'm not sure why. Anyway.
Do you see that shaming? What is that supposed to mean? God damn.
Yo. No, but that is a requirement, like straight up for me looking for a wife. Like, that's a straight up requirement for me to like look for a wife. She has to be Christian. Like, that's one thing I won't budge on.
Any nuance whatsoever?
No, nothing.
Either.
No, yes or no.
I'm asking. Like, you have no. I'm sorry. Wait, what?
No, I'm saying I won't budge on it. I won't budge on it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So I'm also a Christian too. So Jasmine is asking, why is that important to you, Dramac? I know you heard it, but for the
audience. Because I feel like it could.
Why is that important to you personally?
I feel like it's an issue that could, mess up our relationship later, and I just, it'd be a nip it in the bud type of thing. Like, just tell me right now how you feel religiously, whatever. If we don't match, then, probably not supposed to be together.
Do you draw a distinction between being religious and being spiritual?
I do.
Because the question was about spirituality.
Well, no, I do. I feel like when people use the word spiritual and spirituality, they don't want to be tied to religion because there's a lot of bad things about religion and whatnot. So they use spiritual when they're talking about being religious. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a problem with people that call themselves spiritual without being religious? Because it's like they want all the juice without fucking buying the cow?
It's not that I have a problem with it, but it is problematic, though. It is problematic. Okay. Like, okay. It's once again, you know, you like facts and rules as far as, yeah, like, the facts of Christianity and, you know, following Jesus and getting to heaven, this, that, and the third. You have to follow certain, you know, guidelines. And if you don't follow, like, you can't call yourself this person, or you can't call yourself a follower of this thing if you don't follow the proper guidelines.
I think Trey disagrees.
I definitely disagree.
No, you can. No, that's fine. You can disagree. That's why people disagree, say the Trey? Whole spiritual. Well, I'm gonna have a problem with this word. The whole spiritual thing. But everything has guidelines. Mm-hmm.
But why do you disagree, Trey?
Yeah, why do you disagree?
Because spirituality is, it's the ultimate goal. Like, spirituality is the purpose of religion. So, for people who haven't developed spirituality, religion is a great way to introduce you and, you know, give you the tools that you need to frame reality in spiritual terms. But it's not spirituality. It's the pathway to get there. Like, you can be as religious as you want to be. You can follow all the rules and say all the prayers, all the magic words, do all the traditions that you're supposed to do.
I don't like that word magic. It's kind of condescending, but continue.
I received that. Scratch that from the record.
Cool. Why is it condescending?
Because first of all, magic isn't real.
That's
And people usually say magic. They call the Bible a fairy tale book. They say Jesus wasn't this. He was it.
Well, fairy tales are not real, but magic, it can be real.
Okay, let's not have this discussion.
No, we can. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Come on.
Like, how do you define magic?
Go straight to Webster.
Like, a fairy tale is a fairy tale. It's a tale. Like, it's make believe.
So I understand why he doesn't like the use of the word magic, and that's why I took it back, mm-hmm, because that's a common trope for atheists or just anti-Christians.
By dictionary definition, magic is the art of producing illusions as entertainment by the use of sleight of...
That's the rest of that sentence isn't relevant,
but you get what I'm saying.
But basically magic is defying the laws of nature.
Yeah.
And via the Christian lens, like, I don't think any of that translates to magic. Well, it does for some people. I think it does for religious people, but not for spiritual people.
They also says that the power of apparently influencing the course of events by using mysterious or supernatural forces.
Supernatural, mm, above nature.
So mysterious or supernatural.
Defies the laws of nature.
So it can be, it's a mix of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, when it comes to, like, me and my faith and everything, I have no issue speaking about it. But, like, anytime I have that conversation, not with y'all, anytime I have that conversation with people, they're always condescending, and they speak as if they're atheists, but they're not.
They're just anti-Christian.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're not trying to make a point. You're just trying to make fun of me. You're trying to make me look bad. And I hate having discussions with people
Well,
like
first
that.
Of all, there's no such thing as an atheist. Like, atheism does not exist.
Really?
They believe in something.
No, well, exactly. And then atheism is basically that you don't believe in God, but then, like, for you not to believe in God, that means that God is there. Are you, like it's a contradiction.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a contradiction.
To say I don't believe in your concept?
No, you don't believe that there is a God.
There's a higher power.
So if you don't believe that there is a God, that means that it's there.
No, it means you don't believe it's there.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I can believe Jordan's not there, but everybody else in the room sees him, knows he acknowledges presence. That's what Marvel's trying to say. Like, you saying, oh, I don't think he's there, but.
I think atheism is a huge contradiction.
Okay, if I said I don't believe you have $100 in your pocket, mm-hmm, that is not implying that you have money in your pocket.
Yeah, that's you're further in the goalpost.
No, I'm not. Atheism is
I haven't used that in a while.
Atheism is a non-belief. It's not.
Let's go back to the
but you're acknowledging that it's there.
No, you're not. How?
All right. So according to the dictionary, atheism is the doctrine or belief that there is no God. Disbelief in the existence of a supreme being or beings. That's a dictionary definition.
That's one of those updated definitions. Like, when literally can also mean the exact opposite of literally.
Like, you just read one of the updated definitions, but the actual definition of atheism is just lacking belief in God or
you know what? I've heard that before, so I can't agree or disagree with you, but I have heard that before. Lacking belief. Yeah. I've heard that term before.
And then here's another thing. This is my other point. There's no way that you don't believe in anything. You believe in something.
Develop that.
A lot of people call themselves God.
Okay, so that's something that you believe in. You either believe in the earth, either you believe in a statue. Like, humans do not walk around this earth not believing in a higher power or something that's not above them. Excuse me.
I think that's an assumption. I think a lot of people do walk around thinking that there's nothing above them.
No, okay, yeah, but that does not mean that there's not.
It doesn't. But we're talking about
like you worship right now. Like you worship and you believe in something that's higher than you, either your mother, either your father, either the earth, either nature, money, zodiacs. Like you don't walk around this fucking earth just like, oh yeah, like I just. Like, I don't believe in anything. I don't worship anything. Like, that, to me, I think that's...
So you're saying, like, people can, like, believe in power, for example?
Yeah, absolutely.
And power is their God.
And for some people, power is their God. I just don't believe that you just walking around not believing in nothing. Like, that is... That doesn't make any sense.
I spent a lot of time in a previous era... dabbling in these Facebook groups with atheists versus theists.
Oh boy, Jesus!
And it's crazy. Really people out here that have zero belief in any concept of a God whatsoever.
Like
most of them are just anti-Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the majority of them are.
Like some of them, like for instance, I have one of my boys. I can say his name, Brian. He's a super supporter of the podcast. He loves us. He's in the military and yeah, he doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in none of that. And he believes that once we die, that's it. Like there's no heaven. There's no hell. It's like
no purgatory,
nothing. Just game over. Like,
so they actually have,
that was a bad one. Three types. I'm sorry. Huh?
So that was, you good?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you had something else to say.
No, I did. No, I really did something bad. Sorry.
All right. Well, they say it says there are three types of atheism, and one of them is non-religious, non-believers, and agnostic.
Agnosticism is atheism. There's no.
No, it is. That's what it says.
That's the thing with Trey was saying, the whole definition thing. When it comes to that, it is black and white. If you're a Christian, you're a follower of Christ. If you don't follow Christ, you're not a Christian. Mm-hmm. It's very black and white. If you believe in God, you believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you understand what I'm saying? There's no spectrum, super atheist. There's nothing.
But you can believe in God and not be a Christian, though.
No, of course you can. Like, you can believe. That's why I said it's a Christian.
But if you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are a Christian.
Not only believe, but you follow him and his
word.
Exactly, him and his word. Like, there's no spectrum of atheism. Like it's either yes or no. You believe in God or not. I think it's foolishness.
But the thing is, people argue over the words.
Yeah.
So to say that you believe people in his words or you believe in the scripture, like that's where you get into the religion. If you're telling me that your interpretation of the scripture is the only possible interpretation of the scripture, and if I don't follow that, then I'm breaking the rules. Then that is religion. It's not spirituality. Which sort of defeats the purpose. And this is how people get caught up in Christian culture versus being caught up in Christianity. Like there's a conflation between the two, which is why a lot of people have left churches.
Because they don't want to be associated with
the institutionalism of a spiritual modality.
I'm going to be very honest and transparent here. I think the reason why I kind of fell off when it comes to Christianity and like my Protestant beliefs, and I'm not an atheist. I definitely do believe that there is a higher power. I definitely have a lot of nuances when it comes to that. But I remember I asked my priest while growing up this one specific question. And I want to ask you this, Jormatic. I didn't expect this to be a fucking religious pod, but that's cool. It's fine. It's all good. Just like letting off a fire and just like, oh, look, guys, hold the fire. but Dramatic, where did God come from?
Oh, that question.
Tell them. Oh, wait, tell them God God.
If, gosh, I knew how to answer this question before. I'm drawing a huge blank.
I mean, I can answer it. You want me to answer it?
Go ahead.
So, the answer is, and I think, not to disrespect you, but this is how I feel. I think this is complete and utter bullshit that God is, was, and always will be.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. I am.
Okay.
That is a cop-out.
I disagree. You know why I disagree? How is that a cop-out? It's because you can't acknowledge how powerful God is and then question that. You cannot do both. If you acknowledge how powerful God is, then that should be nothing to for you to believe. If you think that God created heaven, earth, everything.
Aren't we made in God's image? Aren't we made in God's image?
Yes, we
are. So why can't I question him?
Once again, I need to be more prepared when it comes to these. No, because I've had these discussions before.
This is why I don't fuck with religion, to be honest with you, because I have questions like this. I'm like, okay, yes, the one thing that freaking God has detested is making man, correct? Right? He detested. That's the one mistake he's ever made in his existence.
He also gave us free will, though.
I think it's one and the same, I think. For making us, it's in the Bible.
Us free will?
It's in the Bible. He detests making men, huh?
No?
He
didn't say that.
Yeah. Yes.
And as far as the eternal nature of God, I know that there are certain questions that I'm not going to know.
So, all right, can you repeat that, please?
Basically saying God didn't detest man. He detested how man ended up or how man ended up acting when he put us here.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? We probably need to bring, I don't know, some religious major.
Oh, I can definitely bring someone on if you want to.
I have so many questions when it comes to that.
And see,
like,
that's
so many questions.
That's the beauty of it. You can have these questions answered. A lot of people are too afraid. Oh, they feel like they're going to walk into church, your skin going to boil or something. No, you can go ask these questions. You can be curious. I feel like that's what God wants. He wants you to find out. He wants you to explore and find out what he's about, what his son is about, what this religion is about.
So I agree with that, but I disagree with the idea that you can just go ask these questions because not everyone's going to be receptive to it.
Okay, but you can say that about anything on earth.
It's different.
Not every photographer is going to be receptive to asking about photography, but Jordan might be. You get what I'm saying?
It's different when you're talking about religion because that's somebody – That's one of the ways that people define their self,
their existence,
their own core. Like, it's part of who they are. And if you question that or you challenge that, and they don't have a solid foundation in what it is that they're actually following as an ideology, then they don't respond well. They respond
defensively. And that's not your fault.
So that's not your fault. So yeah. I'll give you a perfect example real quick. So I've asked that same question to somebody else who is as religious as you, right? But you are humble enough to be like, hey, listen, like, I'm not necessarily prepared to answer that question. Like, I'll have this conversation with them, and they literally, like, get in their fucking feelings. And, like, we've had, like, an argument over this.
And that is exactly. Thank you. It's definitely about maturity. And they're kind of going against it because if, let's say Jesus was standing right here and you asked me that question, I responded with my emotions. He wouldn't be happy about that. That's not like... Like, if the big thing about Christianity, and once again, I don't want to keep droning on about it, is that the Lord wants you, I wouldn't want to say recruit people into Christianity, but, yeah, I'm going to recruit. Yeah,
That's what Jesus wants to do.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone asks you about it, like, getting your feelings, that's the exact opposite of what he would want.
But then at the same time, we'll have people out in the streets, like, saying that, Jesus sees you masturbating. He fucking hates you.
Oh, you're talking about Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah. I don't follow them at all. There's a wrong and a right way to do everything, and Personally, I think they're doing it very
wrong.
But
the funny part is that you say that it's very, very wrong, but they think it's very, very right.
Yeah, maybe. Doesn't make it right, though.
Maybe it doesn't. I'm just saying.
I hope they see this episode. You guys are
maybe that church is just the Kevin Samuels of Christianity.
No.
We're not doing that.
No, because there's a difference. Like, Kevin Samuels is actually teaching. He's actually, like, he was actually.
Yeah, teaching and actually bringing facts.
Yeah, he was actually learning them. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never been to that church.
These people are just condemning. I mean, on the surface, it's just condemnation.
On the surface, yes.
I feel like that's not right. They're just condemning. Yeah, they're just condemning you. A real Christian, like, hey, masturbation is bad. Here's why it's bad, and here's how I can help you to stop it. That's how it's supposed to be. Not like you're going to hell. There's nothing you can help.
Here's another thing. I'm so sorry for cutting you up, but here's another thing. Didn't Jesus was on some shit like, yo, y'all want to rock with me? Cool. If you don't, it's all good. Follow me, or not follow me. Whatever you want to do. Like that's literally what Jesus was about. It was free will.
Exactly.
He did not force anybody to follow his word or to follow him.
Nope.
And that nigga had mad followers, son.
I think that was the best way of being a leader.
And then all to your other Christians, like, don't be afraid to answer questions and, you know, get in discussions. It doesn't have to turn into an argument.
But they're the ones who are afraid to answer questions are the ones that don't know what they're talking about.
Which means they don't know what they believe in.
Like they're following religion as it's a flag. It's a jersey to them. It's just tribalism. It's something that they want to be a part of.
Yeah.
I need to know what happened where, kind of like the story of Babylon, where, God felt like man got way too close to the, to the word or to the secret, and that's when they made seven languages. That's when we made seven languages. Like, that's what happened. Multiple. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I need to know, like, so we have a source, right? So we have a source of one of one, right? But then we've gotten to a place where hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands, of different interpretations of the word or God or Jesus. Like, what happened? Like, that's probably something I want to ask, like, a religious major. Like, why do we have all of these denominations? And why do we have all these extremists?
That's not a religious question. It's a sociological question.
Yes, because a lot of people use a word for bad. They use it to control.
Well, I'll tell you what's actually going on is that the type of religion that you practice is defined by who you are. Mm-hmm. Like how you see yourself, how you see the world, in large part is defined by your culture. Mm-hmm. Your culture is not necessarily defined by the religion. Mm-hmm. So you'll notice that versions of Islam that are practiced in certain parts of Africa are going to propagate female circumcision. And you would think that that's a problem throughout the Islamic world, but it's not. It just so happens to be a problem within the exact same geographic space where all the cultures, no matter what their religious background, are still pushing for female genital mutilation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's true. I've definitely read about that. That's why the
church split into so many different sects. It's because everybody wants a brand that works for them. It's personalized.
Then also,
and it's unfortunate, but
yeah. And then also too, we have like other, like for instance, like we have the King James Version. That's right. I guess that's like the most current. Like that's the best version of the Bible, right?
It's the first one I learned, and then NIV and ESV came later.
Say what? Okay, so here's my thing. My thing is that, and then after this, we gotta go. But
thanks for having this discussion. By the way. I appreciate it.
No, anytime, man. You know what I'm saying? So sports and religion, cool, noted.
And film.
So my thing is that there are definitely a lot of books and a lot of teachings within the Bible that was actually stripped. Like, dog, what was it? Was it 12 years? Like the lost years of Jesus? Where he like left and we don't know where the fuck he went?
That's a long time.
That's a lot. 12 years. He just disappeared.
It was like the skip in Naruto.
Yes. Well, I think that actually came from Jesus, to be very honest with you. It's a lot of correlation between Jesus and Goku and
Naruto. Oh, yes, I've heard about that too. Yeah. I don't watch anime, but I've heard of that.
Hold on. Next week, you got to put on your conspiracy theory hat And okay. Tell us about that, because okay. I never heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goku.
Yeah. Yo, listen. Honestly, if you really want to, like, okay, I'm gonna go in and go out because this could get crazy. But Goku is literally Jesus Christ.
I've heard that before. I've seen that conspiracy before.
Yeah. Yeah. So
fascinating.
But anyway.
Yeah. So, ooh, this guy.
How important is spirituality to finding a mate? Basically.
That's where we started. Wow. Yeah, that's where we started.
You have to believe in something.
Even Satan?
No.
Okay.
You can't.
This is testing you.
No. The reason why you can't believe in Satan. First of all, how can you believe and worship a lesser god? That's another thing.
It's a bunch of them out there.
I'm not doing this.
Like, that shit is crazy to me. Listen.
I'm not diving into that.
Because at the end of the day, I do believe. You know, I'm not going to make that joke. I'm going to be
continue.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it's very important to me. Whoever I would consider as a worthy partner, somebody that's going to be aligned with me spiritually.
Yeah.
And everybody has a spirit, whether you claim spirituality or not. Like, a spirit it's a concept, and it has real world correlation to your character. And how you're set up as an individual, and if you and I are not aligned, then it's not going to work, because that's really your internal compass. That's going to determine the direction that your life goes in. And if we're not pointed in the same direction, then it doesn't make sense.
Frequency is definitely important.
Trade a philosopher.
Yeah,
we can go deep. If you want?
They also believe that frequency and I'm not going to do that.
This tree is enormous.
Well, we could talk about this shit because here's another thing. So when it comes to, like, sacred geometry, when it comes to frequency, a lot of people think that is actually not the act of God. It's actually Satan.
Why?
Like, yeah, that's another discussion.
Yeah, you know
day.
What I'm talking about, right?
I've heard
right?
of it.
Yeah, like okay, done. Not fucking doing it, because we're going to be here for another hour. Great pod, gents.
Yeah, definitely.
Great pod.
Good job. Good
job. Definitely.
Pat yourself on the back.
Everybody.
Is God talking to me? Oh, sorry. Speaking of God. all right, are we good? Are we cool? We're straight?
I'm good.
All right. We're good?
We're great.
Okay, cool. Dramatic, are we good?
Sorry, I just wanted to add
to the
list, the friend zone thing.
Yeah.
You just reminded me, if she ever pats you on your back.
Ooh.
Hey, buddy. All right, end the pod. End the pod. It's over. End the pod.
Oh, God, that's crazy. All right, guys. Another great episode of Really Cool Gents Podcast. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. I think next week... we're going to work on it, but we're going to have our first episode of the series of the Elevated Gents series. We're going to work on that. So stay tuned, guys, and stay cool.
Tell them God clock.
Really cool chance, baby.